April 10, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, The Host's Table. Opening Prayer. Father in Heaven, thank you for the many gifts you lovingly bestow on me. Teach me how to express my gratitude in ways that show others your goodness. Read Proverbs chapter 9. Invitations of Wisdom and Folly. Wisdom has built her house. She has set up its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servants, and she calls from the highest point of the city. Let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, come, eat my food, and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways, and you will live. Walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insults. Whoever rebukes the wicked incurs abuse. Do not rebuke mockers, or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise, and they will love you. Instruct the wise, and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous, and they will add to their learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For through wisdom your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, your wisdom will reward you. If you are a mocker, you alone will suffer. Folly is an unruly woman. She is simple and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house, on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Let all who are simple come to my house. To those who have no sense, she says, stolen water is sweet, food eaten in secret is delicious. But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are deep in the realm of the dead. Reflect. What wisdom have you acquired that has improved how you think and act? Have you ever been in a holiday resort looking for a place to eat when, as you pass each restaurant, a waiter calls to you, inviting you to dine there? In this chapter, which ends the introductory section of the book, there are just two such establishments. The House of Wisdom and the House of Folly both call out to all who pass by, but what they offer is very different. The word picture painted here is worthy of a cartoon. On one side, Wisdom, from her very grand house, sends out servants to invite passers-by to a mouth-watering, life-giving feast of meat and wine. On the other side, Folly, or Stupidity, sits at her door and shouts in an uncouth manner, offering only bread and water, which she has stolen, to be eaten among the dead. Although both wisdom and folly make their appeal to the simple, only wisdom offers to improve lives, but she demands repentance. Leave your simple ways. How does one leave behind simple ways and enjoy wisdom's life-giving feast? The answer is given in verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. This is a repetition of a phrase used at the beginning of the book. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Only God is the source of true wisdom. Apply. Lift up in prayer those you know who need to turn to and trust the Lord. Closing prayer. Grant me, O Lord my God, a mind to know you, a heart to seek you, wisdom to find you, conduct pleasing to you.